B-Pod Studios.
Good morning.
Sleep well.
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realized?
What? It's almost the weekend. Maybe it'll be sunny.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I gotta get to work. Work. I'm going to work.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Welcome to a Thursday morning. We're here to report Armageddon's on the way.
Really?
They're going. Everybody's going nuts about this storm.
It's because it's the first.
Yeah, that's true. How lucky have we been so far?
So lucky. I'm still thinking maybe we can get through the whole winter without any snow.
Hey, do you remember this? Really?
Has that ever happened?
That's wishful thinking. You know, maybe like 5 years ago, we had only like 15 inches of snow already.
No, I just wonder if there was ever zero.
I can't recall
snow.
That. No.
This is the seventh time, though, since they've been recording weather history, that we've come to this point of January, been less than 2 inches of snow in the city of Boston.
That's pretty
really?
Good.
I mean, it's pretty epic.
You were digging deep yesterday.
I was.
On the channel.
Yeah. I was.
He's prepared. Okay, do you have a scraper in your car?
No.
Of course not.
No, but okay. I have a helmet. And I have a medical kit. Yeah. I have
a
pair of stilettos.
Stilettos.
And I have a plastic bag.
For the body.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. Those are what I have in my car right now.
Why
do you have a helmet?
Some Pringles and a bottle of wine.
What's with the helmet?
The helmet is for Lucy because she takes horseback riding.
Oh, sure it is.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
I'm saying everyone can use it.
By the way, LBF has a beautiful haircut today.
Oh, thanks for noticing, Hank.
She looks like a 21-year-old gymnast.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, once Hank noticed it and mentioned it, I said, oh, yeah. But to my defense, my wife actually went and got a haircut the other day, and she said, okay, I'm going to the hair salon. And she got out of the car when she came back, and I was like, hi, honey. She's like, what do you think? I'm like, oh, is it different?
Yeah, well, it's all right.
I knew she was going.
That's crazy.
First thing I saw when I walked in, looks great.
I don't notice haircuts, except for the pink.
Yeah, I put a little pink streaks in them. Because
is that what it is?
Yep, slide into my midlife crisis like nobody's business.
Okay. Do you like at least half of the people you work with?
No.
Okay.
Well, take a minute to think about it.
At least you gave it some thought. Yeah.
Not even in this room.
Okay, so this is going to be like, an episode of Are You Normal this morning.
Oh.
Do you like at least half the people you work with? Did you see the latest Bridezilla report?
No.
Oh, my God. This one is going to blow you
away.
Takes
the wedding cake? Good.
Yeah. Okay, we got that coming up for you here. What do you got in Dirty Laundry 745?
Surprising news. Well, and Macaulay Culkin weighs in on his relationship with Michael Jackson, and you'd be surprised what he has to say, I think.
And we have a big report from Mr. Everything. Bob Ryan, 7:25 this morning, because there's an epic football game coming up this Sunday in Kansas City where the weather's going to be very, very cold. And we got to ask Bob, you know, not only about the football game of the Patriots, we got to ask him, what is the deal with just when I think they have the Celtics figured out? I don't have the Celtics figured out.
Wow. Hank was at the game last night.
Went to the game last night. Spectacular game. We knocked off the number one team in the NBA.
Yep.
And talking about people, do you like people that you work with? There are rumors going around, and you see things in the press, whether it's Kyrie or Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
I don't know if these guys like each other.
That's what we got to talk to
Bob
about.
Is there a chemistry problem? We'll ask Bob.
Is that it?
Okay. 7:25.
All this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
The sweetest thing happened, and it involved middle schoolers, and that's usually not the case because middle schoolers, I love them, but they're a little intimidating.
Oh, they're monsters.
They're just a little intimidating. I don't like them in groups. But this group of kids from Hingham.
PACs. I think PACs are referred to them as PACs, yes.
From Hingham. Oh, my gosh. The thing that they did. So their chorus teacher was getting married, and he was and so two parents decided that maybe the kids could get together and sing them a song on their rehearsal dinner night. Now, this involved a lot of stuff. This wasn't just like, okay, we'll just go. It involved the James Library in Norwell on four different Sunday afternoons to practice. They emailed about 60 kids expecting 20. 50 decided to do it. They had to go from Hingham to Plymouth because that's where the rehearsal dinner was, mm-hmm. and it was all a big secret. 50
he,
kids.
He had no idea.
50 kids kept this secret, and the parents had actually talked to the fiance, Joe, just to make sure they weren't going to be, like, you know, interrupting anything important. So they, like, they did it all right, and it's and it actually worked out. So the name of the teacher, Christopher Landis, at his wedding rehearsal lunch in Plymouth, the kids showed up. He was marrying Joe, and this is what they sang. Nicest,
that's really
nicest.
Cool.
It's like right out of Love Actually.
It is right out of Love Actually.
Was he totally surprised?
He was totally surprised.
Cried.
Everybody cried.
Really?
I want to cry a little bit. That's the sweetest thing. I mean, it is right out of Love Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Christopher and Joe, don't get a Joni Mitchell CD for anybody.
Oh, God, who would do that?
Really?
In the years to come.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the sweetest thing. And I don't know. I mean, for these kids to get together on the Sundays, they love this teacher so much.
Obviously.
And what a great, I love that story.
You know, speaking of things that'll make you cry, sometimes you feel so sorry for reporters who have to go to the press conference with Bill Belichick.
This was a good story to cover.
Lauren can't wait to stop talking about love and feeling.
I know, it's so funny, it gets so uncomfortable.
That's a great story. How about Bill Belichick?
Yeah, really?
How about that football game?
He gets weird.
6:45
Come on, give me a kiss.
Come over here.
Come on, Lauren. Let's go hug and sing. Come on.
So anyway.
You can't do it.
Bill Belichick makes reporters feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll have you perfect example of
this. Kind of like that story made you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Very uncomfortable. Right. Very uncomfortable.
Love,
okay.
In the meantime,
love bump together now. Love. Hey, Hank, what's going on, man?
Yeah, put your leg right here, you big pony.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. 80s and more right here, 105.7 WRY. Well, as you know, huge football game is coming up this weekend. And around here, everybody's talking about the weather. So naturally, when Bill Belichick does a press conference, he's got to talk about the weather for the game on Sunday in Kansas City. Because the polar vortex is coming into Kansas City, so they say.
And this is his time of the year, too. Yep. He gets so excited for the playoffs.
You can always tell when he's excited.
You can really tell when he's excited. But
I think it's funny because this is the time of year when people who don't normally cover the Patriots cover the Patriots.
Oh.
So,
and then
you
they're
know,
in for it.
Yeah, like the beat guys that are there like every week, even they get abused by Belichick weekly.
Yeah, they're used to it.
But they're kind of used to it, and it's like, you know he's not going to say anything.
Exactly.
But when the new guys come down this time of year.
Awful.
Yeah, it's pretty, very excited to ask, greatest coach of all time, hey, what do you think about the weather?
Prime example.
Bill, the forecast for Sunday is temperatures in the single digits, wind chill below zero. How does that impact preparations for the game and perhaps playing out the game?
Yeah, we're getting ready for the Chiefs, whatever it is.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to play in a championship game. Schedule whatever you want. We'll be there.
Does it change the play calling? Does it make it harder to throw?
I don't know. It's Wednesday. We'll see what happens Sunday night.
Right now, you know everything about his response. It just drips with disdain.
He will not answer any.
I think he's probably a super nice guy, but I would hate to be sent to a press conference and have to ask him a question. I would refuse it. I'd be like, nope, I'm going.
Nope,
I quit.
Yep, you're on your own. I'm out of here.
I'd be in tears.
The attitude's pretty simple because it's like, hey, look, the only reason I'm here is because I'm mandated by the NFL to do a press conference.
And I understand where he's coming from. And I actually kind of admire it in a way. Like, he just doesn't put up with it. It's almost like I wish I were more like Bill Belichick in that respect, where, sometimes you placate people and you answer things that you don't want to, but I'd just be like, no.
Nope, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
That's moving
on. Oh, you should see his InstaFace account. Oh, my God, that's so good.
Yeah? I don't know. I don't know.
People that know him, like Lenny Clark has said many times, fabulous guy, this guy.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
He's unusual in that he's got one persona as the coach, and then the other is this really good guy.
There you go.
But we never see it.
Okay.
press conferences.
And by the way,
that's so funny.
Speaking of the football game, it really, I mean, seriously, could be like zero for that game on.
Could be one of the coldest games in NFL history, let alone in Kansas City. Kickoff at 6:40 for the AFC Championship on Sunday night. Celtics snapped a three-game losing streak with a 117-108 win over the league-leading Raptors.
You were the game last night, hey.
Oh, my God, what a performance by Kyrie. 27 points, career-high 18 assists, and Al Horford added 24. Bruins, they blew a 2-0 lead. They lost 4-3 in Philly. Peter Cehlárik, two goals after his call-up from Providence. Bees host St. Louis tonight. Sports brought to you by the Massachusetts Health Connector. I'm Hank Morse.
Thank you much, Hank. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Everybody a big fan of self-checkout?
No.
Nope.
But a very important
really?
Thing happened to me
I
yesterday.
Love it.
A very important thing happened because I made it through the self-checkout at the grocery store without needing help. Now, every time I go
really?
Through, God. Every single time, and I don't do it often, but you know you're in a rush and you have a couple items and you're like, go. But I hate it because I do it and then something goes wrong. Like it's not scanning right. Or
please place in bagging
and
area.
It's in the bagging
in
area.
The
and
bagging
then I'm
area.
Like, no, no, no. And it's like, it's just, or like the credit, just anyway. And there's always the flashing light and I get anxiety. It's awful.
The flashing
yesterday,
light.
Yes.
That's the one that really gets you, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. It is. So then yesterday I had like 12 items and I scanned them. I put them in the baggage area. I was a pro. I was like on fire.
Bingo.
Super success. I wasn't even, all the other lights are flashing around me. I'm like, amateurs. And I got out of there.
You are the fire.
My receipt. I am the fire. But the thing is, I'm thinking about this because the self-checkout is tricky enough. I mean, it doesn't work a lot of the times. Now they're introducing robots in aisles and self-driving cars filled with groceries.
Did you see the prototype of the self-driving delivery truck?
This is a Stop and
Shop
thing.
Stop and
Shop
is doing
local,
this
right?
Thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's... Like,
it's like a little driverless refrigerator.
Yeah, it's like the way I describe it, right, Hank? Is
yeah,
like,
you get on the app. And you tell it what you want, you put your address in, and you've already prepaid for it. And then it uses, like, recognition features that are built in, and it makes its way to your house, and you come down, and then you swipe something, and it opens up, and then you take the products out that you need.
It's kind of like the ice cream man, except without the pervy guy driving.
They figured out a way to eliminate the perv.
They're going to have to get the pervy guy around. Because, you know, because look, they can't even make the self-scanners work right all the time. What could possibly go wrong?
It's like an on-demand convenience store.
Really,
with a
really
driving refrigerator, you know, a four-ton actually. Refrigerator coming down the street.
I kind of like this idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I, like, the times that I'm stuck at home, like, I get the two kids and I got to try to make dinner.
Yeah, especially. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, we need chicken or something, you know, and I'm like, if I could just go on the app and it would drive up to my house, that would be
awesome.
Amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
It's like the grocery store pulling up to your house.
Yeah.
And the
that's
other
cool.
thing they're doing in grocery stores is they've, and this is in the Midwest at Giant stores, they have this robot that just wanders around with googly eyes that wanders around.
Well, those googly
it's,
eyes.
It's like tall and thin.
Okay.
It's got googly eyes. It looks like, looks like fear from
it looks like fear when it's coming at you down the soda aisle.
So it goes down the aisles and just wanders around and checks out to make sure that things need to be restocked, and then it kind of sends a signal to a worker, or if something spilled or anything like that, kind of takes safety concerns.
Clean up in aisle two.
Yeah.
Clean up in aisle two.
Clean up in aisle two.
Are we just really... Are we just that bad that people don't report, like, hey, there's a big spill over there?
Yeah. Right. Yes, we are.
Walk by
robot
it.
We are.
No, you have to tell.
They want to use their phone to videotape the fun and frivolity when somebody steps in that spill and goes flying.
Oh, no. True.
Yeah, the robot won't do that. Yeah.
I've walked by it.
You know what I want to know about the driverless vehicle that will come to your house? Will they stock toilet paper?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Deodorant?
Why are you going to make it gross? We're just talking about salads.
Like, sometimes in an emergency, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but if you're in that emergency, are you really even going to make it to the door?
Yeah, that's not.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that.
Too late.
Making it gross.
Okay. He's out of the curb with his pants around his ankles at a robot.
Hey, it's probably never going to work, because didn't you just do a thing in the news that people can't even recognize the icon, the tire pressure icon in their car?
Yeah, but that's, who cares? This is about, you don't have to, that I think is like, I think that people are really going to like this because A, we're lazy and forgetful.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's and is startled to see Ephus reading the newspaper.
Hey, what you doing, Ephus?
Oh, I'm just reading about this same-sex marriage thing.
Oh?
I don't see what the big deal is.
You don't?
Nope. I've been married for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And as long as I can remember, the sex has always been the same.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, everybody, it's time. We've been waiting for this. We're getting prepared for a huge football game. So let's chat with the man himself, the man with the inside info, the man who's got a good clue. He's got the experience. It's Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Now, don't put too much pressure on me.
Okay. Not too much pressure. Okay, only two things we want to talk to you about this morning. We want to talk about the big game coming up against, the Chiefs.
Yes.
And the second thing we want to talk about is the implosion of the Boston Celtics. So let's start with the football team this morning. What's going to happen in Kansas City?
The first time these two teams met, they put on an epic performance, 43-40. And my takeaway from that game was Kansas City lost at home in Foxborough, but they said, we can beat these guys. I think that they've carried that attitude forward, and they'll carry that attitude onto the field in their own place on Sunday. Now, each of these teams are actually better than they were then. Each of these teams' defenses are better than they were then. From the Patriots' point of view, I'll say that what every team in every sport wants to do as they enter their postseason is to be peaking, playing their best, whatever the sport happens to be.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are coming off their finest game of the year. So we can safely say that they are peaking and playing the way that they would dream about playing. They have no excuses. As far as we know, they're healthy. They came out of that game against the Chargers intact. They had 100% practice participation last week, so we know that they were healthy for that game. You have to feel good. Now, it's in Kansas City, and the frustrating thing that I'm sure will be going through our minds at some point on Sunday, if things turn around in the wrong way, is, oh, this game should be in Foxborough, and the only reason it's not in Foxborough is one play against Miami, what a friend of mine calls the Three Stooges play, and that's all in Bill. Bill has to live with this. I mean, he made a bad choice. I mean, the genius screwed up. But anyway, the game's in Kansas City. Are they capable of winning it? Of course. I love the way they played last Sunday. So I do feel good about the game. But don't underestimate, Kansas City is very much for real. And this young quarterback is the next great thing, Patrick Mahomes.
That's the thing. Can the Patriots' defense contain this kid? He can move. He can throw. He can do everything. He can run.
The thing is that you're right. You know, you flush him out of the pocket, he gets even more dangerous because he has the uncanny ability to throw from different arm angles. Moving to his left, he can throw back to his right in a way that is seldom done. Also, he can beat you with his own legs. He can what they now call extend the play. He can run, and he's a weapon. And the guy that really worries me is Tyreek Hill, the little 5'6", 5'7".
So fast.
He has already had 2 75-yard touchdown receptions against the Patriots in his short NFL career.
Yes.
And he's terrifying. Every play, he's a little firecracker ready to explode. So he's going to have to be kept under control.
But, Bob, now I'm curious, the coaching matchup, I feel like we can always count on Andy Reid to do something stupid.
The common perception is that he's a poor clock time manager.
Yeah.
Brady is, Belichick, obviously, in general terms, is one of the greatest. So, I always like Bill. In any coaching matchup, we get the check mark. Okay. Reed is a respected coach for his offensive mind, and there's all kinds of talk. If all he needs to make sure he goes to the Hall of Fame is get one Super Bowl. He has had none. And he's well-respected within his profession, but the one little the Achilles heel thing is, in fact, that he's had problems in the past with the time management.
Okay.
Can just one more quick question. Can Sony Michel gain 100 yards on the road?
Well, it's up to the big boys up front. I mean, they created it. If he gets the holes, he'll go. And along those lines, Gronk was last week as a blocker was conspicuously great.
Unbelievable.
Really, really great. And you know, he's not the old Gronk and never will be. The body this is not going to allow it, but he still has the capability of blocking, and that was really good. Michelle ran very, very well. He couldn't ask for more.
All right. Can we talk Celtics?
Much so after that game last night.
Yeah, all of a sudden they showed up. Did Kyrie calling LeBron James after the big loss in Orlando help them last night?
I don't know. I think every little bit helped. I mean, first of all, they were intact, and though the box score won't reveal, they would not have won that game if you take out this guy, that guy, that guy, they wouldn't have won the game. But one guy they wouldn't have won the game without was Aaron Baines, and they have not had him for a month. And he had 9 points. He had 4 offensive rebounds that kept the ball alive for them and took up space, what I call useful space, useful big man space, and gives them a dimension that they lack otherwise. They don't have a comparable big body. They needed him. And now, it's obviously, Kyrie was a superstar in the fourth quarter, particularly. And that duel that he had with Kyrie Leonard is why the NBA is so appealing at times. These are great, great athletes. And that was a my turn, your turn battle of one-upsmanship that was very uplifting. And Kyrie had the final say. But, you're right. That was a very, very good team performance overall. They did lose a 16-point lead, but they kept their composure in the fourth quarter, got big plays from a number of different people. And this is coming off. I happened to be in Brooklyn on Monday night when they stunk up the joint in that third period, give up 44 points. They were awful. Yeah. But they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Smart, and they didn't have Baines. Now, that wasn't the full excuse. They're supposed to have a lot of depth. But last night we saw what they're capable of. So they have been, however, a tease this year. They have done this in the past and then fallen on their face, as they did last week when they lost those 3 terrible games to 3 teams that they shouldn't lose to. So it's not settled yet. But it was very encouraging what we saw last night.
One more question. Hank, what do you got there?
Well, I just want to... Kyrie, very demonstrative, in the timeout the other night. He kind of basically called out some Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, some of the younger players. He says, we have inexperience on this. This is a leadership-laden team, though. What's up with Kyrie?
Well, what's up is that he's a complex figure. We've had this discussion before, and I suspect we'll continue to have it as long as he's in Boston. He definitely views himself as being a leader and being a very intelligent individual, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. And he's going to keep saying things. He clearly has positioned himself as the leader. I got the ring, guys. None of you guys got a ring.
Nope.
I got a ring. Yeah. And not only do I have a ring because I made what is the most famous single shot in 21st century NBA basketball. He had a game-winning basket to beat the Warriors that was a nerveless basket that a big-time shot. He's got it on his resume, so he's pulling rank here.
Yeah, you should be the one taking it.
Okay, well, Mr. Everything, thank you so much. Do we have any shameless plugs today?
Not for the weekend, but I'll be back on some. We get my schedule on Around the Horn next week, and also the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom tomorrow morning. It'll be aired.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, when we talk next time, we'll know the Super Bowl matchups.
We'll have lots to talk about.
Okay. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Is Miley Cyrus pregnant? I'm giving away 2 tickets to a comedy show at the end of this report, so stay tuned. This is brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. But first, I've just discovered something that I didn't know existed.
Oh, God.
And I feel a little bad talking about it, but I must.
What?
So I'm just reading, you guys. There's a website that is called Mr. Man. And apparently, it's kind of like, and I don't know if this existed, it's on Mr. Skin. Except
oh,
instead
yeah, Mr. Skin.
Of, okay, there you go. Instead of cataloging the female nudity in movies, which is what Mr. Skin does, Mr. Man catalogs all the full frontal with men.
Oh, my.
So then they viewed...
hey, LBF, your dad listens to the show.
I know, but I just...
Morning, Bruce.
I can't believe he didn't tell you about Mr. Skin.
All right, that's it.
What?
Don't bring up my dad.
Really? Don't bring up my full frontal.
She said it, Bruce.
You're going to have to ask twice. Oh, anyway, God. They viewed 8,000 full frontal scenes to determine the biggest and smallest names in showbiz, so to speak.
Really?
Now, this is a short list you don't want to be on.
Okay, a short list.
But
I see what you're saying.
They split them in two categories. I'm speechless here. They're the showers and the growers.
Oh, my God.
The showers were the...
Yes, yeah. Okay. Understand, yes.
And the list is interesting, but what's also interesting to me is that Ben Affleck made the shower list, and I didn't realize that he has been in six films where it was featured full frontal nudity.
I remember one.
You had to stop... The VCR, well, not the VCR. You had to stop the DVD player, or you had to stop this live stream.
So, or you could just watch and go, was that what I think it was? I'm just going
to
keep watching.
Then you had to rewind, and then you had to stop.
This sounds like the voice of experience talking over here.
Wait a minute. Listen, I'll admit it. When I was a kid, not a kid, but like, you know, 15, when did Desperately Seeking Susan come out? Okay?
Really? After Blue Lagoon.
All right, you guys. So there was a scene in it where Aidan Quinn hops out of bed and he's naked. And very briefly, you can see everything. But it's so brief. My friend and I, we had the VCR. And you know when you pause the VCR, there's like the line in the middle?
Sure. Tracking.
Yeah, you couldn't, the tracking. And you're like, oh, it's in the way.
Yeah, because our VCR actually had a cord going all the way across the room. The thing was awful.
Anyway,
it was so hard to pause.
I hate to admit it, but we tried.
Wally actually wore out a VCR on Sharon Stone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, I have a copy. I'll mail it to him.
Okay, good. Okay.
Anyway, I'm just going to give you the top contenders in the short list. Michael Fassbender, Liam Neeson, Ben Affleck, Robert De Niro, also full frontal in four films. He stopped doing it.
Are you sure that's the short list?
That's
those guys are showers.
That's the showers. Robert De Niro and, surprisingly, Ewan McGregor.
Right. Now, why surprisingly?
I don't know.
One never knows.
Like, he seems diminutive in many ways.
Seriously.
And the guys who got the short end of the stick, Leonardo DiCaprio, and I didn't know that he was in totally naked in a movie in 19. It was called Total Eclipse. Just if you want to, you know, Google
fast forward
it.
Through it. Happen to Shia have a remote on you.
Shia LaBeouf. How do you pronounce his last name? He's such a pain. Shia the pain. LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
Jude Law. Sorry. Terrence Howard and. Well, they did. He's dead. I feel bad about this, but Dennis Hopper. Anyway, that's my little report.
If you're Ben Affleck and you've been in six that feature of full frontal, and you don't remember them, it can't be that impressive.
Well, I haven't seen all of his movies.
Oh.
So there's
but
that.
You will
but
now.
But you will now. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, Miley Cyrus is not pregnant. She there was a big rumor. She addressed it actually like within the past 10 hours, and she posted a picture of herself on Twitter with that egg that's the most liked Instagram egg. Something about, I'm not expecting, but I'm leave me alone. So she just got married to Liam Hemsworth, so people are talking about
you got a giveaway?
Right off the way. And let's see. I'm going to give a pair of tickets to see comedian Ron White coming to Boston for four shows.
Yep.
So live Friday, February 1st at the Wilbur and Saturday, February 2nd at the Chevalier Theater in Medford Square. I'm going to take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057.
Okay. Thank you very much. Start calling right now.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
1057 WROR.
So it's like a little over a month until the Oscars are coming up, and they still don't have a host for the Oscars, but I understand that Cheech and Chong are really interested in the job.
With just days before the Oscars and no host selected, the Academy will need a couple of unlikely heroes knocking on their door to save the day.
Hey, man. Hey, open up. It's Cheech and Chong. We want a host.
They're firing up the love machine and heading down the Pacific Coast Highway on the road to Hollywood.
Hey, this guy, Oscar, man, he's not a narc, right, dude?
No, man, this stuff is legal now.
Yo, man, I did time for that, dude.
Man, the government even sells the stuff, man.
What?
Hey, you gotta watch this nomination for Best Picture, man. Black Panther, man, it's awesome. Check it out.
Hey, what year is this?
This year, the red carpet won't be the only thing they're rolling out.
Hey, welcome to the 420th Academy Awards.
Yeah, if you look under your seats, you'll find some complimentary weed in your gift bag, and your program has been printed on zigzags.
You'll laugh, and you'll cry.
And the award for Best Picture goes to...
Up in Smoke, man.
Man, that's not on the car, man.
We were totally snubbed in 78, man.
Cookies and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yep. It's game time here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show this morning. So the first thing we need to do is bring our contestant, the player of the game today. So we take you to Malden, Massachusetts, where we meet Wendy Mazarua, who is an occupancy consultant. A specialist, that is. Okay. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Now, first of all, we need to know, pardon my ignorance, but what is an occupancy specialist?
So I basically calculate rent for all the subsidized units at my property.
I see. I thought you were the one that came up with the signs of like how many people could go into a club.
That's right. We thought maybe working at a fire marshal.
Yeah.
The fire marshal's office.
200 people in here.
Somebody's going to have to leave. That's why they have the bouncers there. Okay, so look. Are you feeling pretty confident this morning? Because this is not an easy game.
I know. I'm not good under pressure.
Oh, boy. It'll be fine. Just bet.
Okay, wrong attitude, Wendy. Wrong attitude. You need to see it. Self-confidence. I'm great under pressure. I can do this.
Yeah. It's just us here. Don't worry.
Yeah, just us kids.
Don't think about the thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening.
That's right.
You're confident.
Don't let it make you nervous.
You're from Malden. The people from Medford do very well at this game.
Now you're going to add pressure. Okay, what's going to happen? LBF is going to give you 10 questions. It'll take 60 seconds. You have the entire 60 seconds to give us an answer to each one of these questions. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's really, real simple. Skip any of them at any time. Leave plenty of time to come back. Pick up any you've missed. Get them all right, you get the cash. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. We can do this, Wendy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We are now going to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Okay.
Go. Hold on a minute. There we go. Hold on. Okay, now we're ready to play.
We're ready to play?
Here we go.
Finish this jingle. Bum, bum, bumblebee, bumblebee.
Tuna.
In which city are the Patriots playing this Sunday?
Pass.
What president delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Lincoln.
Liam Hemsworth is married to what pop star?
What's her name? Pass.
What is the three-letter term for a young goat?
Pass.
What shoulder should you throw spilled salt over?
Left.
Which of the seven dwarfs comes first alphabetically?
Dopey?
How many transatlantic trips did the Titanic make before sinking?
One.
What is January's birthstone?
January 1st.
What species are mingled to produce a griffin?
Well, I'm sorry to report that you have run out of time and you did not get through all 10 questions. And you missed three, but you passed on a few, but you got three right.
Let's
go ahead and review.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. In which city are the Patriots playing this Sunday? Kansas City. Miley Cyrus is married to Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
See, you knew that. You know this stuff. Yep. You knew this stuff.
No. Yeah. The three-letter term for young goat is a kid.
I thought it was Tom.
I was thinking Tom.
You guys are funny. Which of the seven dwarfs comes first alphabetically? People don't remember this guy because he's bashful. Let's see. How many transatlantic trips did the Titanic make before sinking? None.
It never made it all the way. Remember that?
January's birthstone is garnet. And the species that's mingled...
I thought you said what?
What species are made?
I think so. What day is January 1st on? January 1st.
Oh, birthstone. Yeah, I got that. Okay. What species are mingled to produce a griffin, a lion, and an eagle?
Well, listen.
But you know what?
All is not
lost.
It
doesn't matter because you got a good prize.
You got a fabulous consolation prize. This is a pair of tickets to see a legendary concert. The Who, yeah. Moving On Tour. The Who as
awesome.
Friday, see? September 13th at Fenway Park. This is an incredible show. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Tickets are on sale, a week from today, as a matter of fact, beginning at 10 o'clock a week from today, 10 o'clock Thursday morning. You can also get
thank
the information.
So
hey, listen, congratulations for the consolation prize. Have a great day. Thanks for being a member of the nation, okay?
Thank you, too.
Good job,
well,
Wendy.
You're welcome. Okay.
Enjoy the concert.
If you think you can if you can do this and you want to play the game, log on WRR.com and register. Remember, you can get all the information about the Who concert at redsox.com/the Who. For more info, you can also visit WROR.com.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Eddie Samore, 105.7 WRR, and ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing, this is fascinating, because LBF claims that she has found a magical trick.
Body parts are so interesting.
Really? Yes.
I mean, you can
what
use
What have
them.
You been looking up on your computer?
Yeah.
You can use body parts to measure things. Did you know that?
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, where is this going?
So I have learned a hack for buying jeans that will fit without trying them on.
Really?
Unfortunately, this doesn't work with bathing suits, but let's just start with jeans.
Jeans.
Okay. So, you know, you're like at the store and you're like, oh, I love these jeans, but I don't feel like, you know, it's cold, you have a jacket, your kids, blah, blah, blah. So here is what you do. This is life-changing, everybody, and I just learned it yesterday. What you do is you take the waist of the jeans,
yeah,
with it buttoned, hold it up, and take that waist,
oh, gotcha, okay,
and wrap it around your neck. And if the, you know, if the two sides meet perfectly, they will fit. If they overlap, it's going to be too big. And if they don't meet, it's going to be too small. I have a lot of those in my closet.
Okay.
I found
okay,
out.
Wait, let me get this. Okay, so you fold the jeans.
No, you take like you would take
you
a
hold them up.
Yeah,
okay,
so
by
like,
the side.
By the
okay.
side. So the you know
the front
facing.
And back
doubled
are
over.
Yes.
The front and the back yeah. are together, yeah. right? And then you put it around your neck. If it fits. They'll fit your
yes,
waist.
Okay,
so
touch.
Your waist must be twice the circumference
that's
of your
neck.
That's
what I found out.
Okay.
Your waist, is so and this is not just your neck. You can use other body parts, like twice around the wrist, once around the neck. So say,
buying a shirt.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You can measure your wrist, and that's, if you double that measurement, it's your
neck. It's your neck size.
Isn't
okay.
that crazy?
Is this just for women?
No, this is men, too. Twice around the neck. Once around the waist. So that's the jeans thing.
Okay, what else you
once
got?
Once around the fist, yeah.
once
along
the
foot. So if you measure the circumference around your fist when you're holding a fist.
You're holding a fist, yeah.
It'll be the length of your foot.
Well, most guys that have a 36-inch waist don't have an 18 neck.
Yeah, wait, there's that math, too.
Oh, maybe it is a, because.
Well, you guys probably, here's why. I'll tell you why. Because I think that you wear your pants not at your waist. You wear them at
your
hip bone.
On the hips. On the hips. Yeah, maybe you're right about that.
Unless you're wearing dad jeans.
And I know it's not
going to
work
for
me.
Well, I got some nice pleated around
your nipples somewhere.
I have
they chafe in the winter.
It wouldn't work for me with like a shirt because I have orangutan arms for some reason.
I'm sure they're like, this is the.
Because of the orangutan.
Maybe that's it because you see my back.
I know. But anyway, I think that's pretty fascinating.
So when you see someone in a store wearing jeans around their neck, they're not just trying to be Superman.
No, they're just fitting themselves.
5-7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to Are You Normal? Okay, have you made it to work? Okay, you're work right now. And now if you're not at work yet, wait till you get there and then do this when you get there. But if you're working right now, don't be obvious about this. But just kind of look around at the other people you're working with right now. Look around, start counting people. Okay. Don't let them see you doing this, okay? You got to count it up. Okay. Do you like at least 50% of the people that you're working with that you've just, you know, you like 50% of those
50?
People?
I do.
50%.
Yes.
You like half of your coworkers?
Yeah.
You said that kind of reluctantly.
No, I do.
Okay.
I would venture to say that I like all of my coworkers.
Now you're just lying.
Okay. How about
my other job?
What about that guy down the end of the hall?
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, how about, you know, all these people in the building? You know, you like 50% of the people in the building?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
For sure? You're, you're sure about that? Okay.
Yeah. We work in a fun building, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
a certain type of person works in the radio.
Okay, then you're normal. You're normal. Oh. As a matter of fact,
I did it.
75% of all people say they like at least half of the people they work with. Okay, now here are the ones you got to worry about. 2% of the people hate everybody.
Well, there's always that person.
Yeah. You know, look around. You know who they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you, Lauren.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the 2%.
Every single person, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Now that's
that's an aggressive hating situation. Like, you really have to think about it to hate everybody.
Depends on your job, though. Like, if you're the IT guy, everybody needs the IT guy at some point.
Yeah.
And they always want that service. Immediately.
Now, immediately. You know, you're right about that.
I like our IT guy.
I do, too.
He hates everybody.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.